It's the first Saturday in November!
And you know what is happening this month?
What's happening this month, Boise?
Two things. It's Barbados Independence Month, and it's also Diabetes Month! So stay tuned for 15 of the healthiest 10th anniversary Diabetes Month minutes you will hear on VOB, highlighting the services of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. In today's show, you will hear from the new podiatrist, Louise Robinson.
Diabetes is a huge issue when it comes to dealing with your feet.
Also, Diabetes Foundation GM Marsha White and Dr. Diane Braffett with another 8-week challenge. All this and more in today's show with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that looks after your financial health.
I mean you.
Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do it.
Good morning, everybody. This is Peter Boyce here. You see how last week we had the Rihanna Fenty Beauty launch in Bridgetown? You ain't?
Well, you know that can miss me.
Because you know you want me beautiful.
People sometimes just mistake me for Rihanna.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with you. But you don't just want to be beautiful on the outside. You want to be beautiful and healthy on the inside too. And that is why we have the Maria Holder Diabetes Center located in Warren St. Michael, specially for diabetics and pre-diabetics. So, it's Diabetes Month, it's No Sugar November, it's Independence Month, and another big reason for you to celebrate this month is the Maria Holder Diabetes Center recently received a donation of $22,000 from the Rotary Clubs of Barbados to purchase an autoclave. You know what autoclave is?
I don't know either.
So for the answer to that, we asked GM of the Diabetes Foundation, Miss Marsha White, exactly what is an autoclave?
An autoclave is a piece of equipment that sterilizes our equipment that we use in the treatment and management of our patients who are living with diabetes. It is absolutely essential because without proper sterilization, as you can imagine, our equipment will be contaminated and we'll be contaminating one patient to the next. And that's obviously not something that a medical facility could ever accept. So we do have an existing autoclave, just to be clear, but it is older. And we recognized that we needed to upgrade our autoclave and have a new one. And we rely on the generosity of donors in the Barbados community. And there is a lot of generosity, but we were so grateful that the Rotary stepped forward and offered to cover the entire cost of a new autoclave. And having something brand new like this, we know that it's going to be a lot more efficient, even in terms of energy consumption, which we're really conscious of, because everything we do now, we're conscious of the environmental impact. And obviously, we're also fiscally responsible because we are a charity. The Barbados Diabetes Foundation is a charity, and we're always in need, and we have to rely, as I said, on the generosity of donors.
Thank you, GM Marsha. So let's hear it again for the Rotary Clubs of Barbados for donating a piece of equipment that now makes it better for you when you go to the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. That's where you can get your eyes checked for diabetic retinopathy. You're supposed to do that every year. That's where you can get your vascular screening to make sure that you don't have any bad circulation. So you gotta check on that. And that's where you can find the best diabetes doctors and nurses. And you can also find a podiatrist. And I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but remember last week I told you there's a new podiatrist at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center? Well, in this week's Foot Corner segment, we speak to the new podiatrist, Mrs. Robinson.
Feet don't fail me now. Come on, feet don't fail me now.
I am here right now at the Maria Holden Diabetes Center, and I have the pleasure of speaking to the new podiatrist, Miss Louise Robinson. Welcome, Louise.
Thank you.
Louise, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, obviously, you can tell I'm English. I've moved to Barbados 4 months ago. I trained in the UK at the University of Salford in podiatry, and recently I'm qualified. Come to Barbados, why? Because my parents are from here. I love Barbados, love everything about it, sea, sunshine, and I'm glad to be here.
So what made you decide to specialise in podiatry?
Well, my mother was a diabetic and she suffered with her feet. Previous to that, I worked in the UK in the NHS as a nursing assistant. So I worked in the GPs. So I know the prevalence of diabetes and the problems it's caused. And coming to Barbados, knowing the amputation rate is being so high, I was hoping to be part of a team to reduce that. So that was the reasons why I chose to go into diabetes and podiatry.
So diabetics who might be at home listening, what would cause them to want to seek out your service and come to the Maria Holden Diabetes Center?
Well, diabetes is a huge issue when it comes to dealing with your feet. So people should never forget that. People always think, well, the diabetes, it's my sugar levels, my eyes, my kidneys, my heart. But the feet are really important. So people should be coming to me. I would rather see people before problems occur, so they can come to me for basic foot checks if they've got problems with the nails, ingrown toenails, callus, the hard skin at the bottom of the foot. That's very important for people with diabetes, that they don't leave that, because that can build up, and underneath it can build into a pressure wound and cause an ulcer. Then from there, that's how people then have amputations. So they should be coming to me for foot checks. I can listen to their heartbeat and their heart rate through the feet. Any corns or calluses, I can, like I said, I can remove those. And just talk about general good footwear and how to be healthy and eat well and keep control of the diabetes and make sure that they don't walk barefoot, and just give them tips of checking the feet on a daily basis and what to look for. So that's why they should be coming to see me for prevention. I'm here Monday, Wednesday and Thursday. Our doors are always open at the Diabetic Centre. Any concerns about family members, please give us a call and come and see us. I'm always happy to discuss any needs, look at your feet, give you some advice, and that's what we do. Just keep well and keep checking your feet.
You heard podiatrist Mrs. Robinson, didn't you? Said me in my English accent. So call and make an appointment to see her and get your feet checked out at 417-0305. As we go into our song of the day, dedicated to Mrs. Robinson. This is Simon and Garfunkel with the song Mrs. Robinson. Compliments to the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Just keep well and keep checking your feet.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our fathers. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Just keep well and keep checking your feet.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Be part of the effort to beat back diabetes in this Diabetes Month in the Know Your Numbers 5K race, coming off on Sunday, the 10th of November at Sky Mall in Haggett Hall. From 3:45 p.m., you can skate or ride or run or walk. T-shirts available from the Diabetes and Hypertension Association, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation in Warrens, and the Lions Club Zone A. T-shirts, adults $30. and kids, $20. And the t-shirts are spectacular. I am wearing one right now, and if you can't see me, that's why you need to go and get your own for the Know Your Numbers 5K race coming off on Sunday, November the 10th. Attention BARP members, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center will be having special diabetic screening clinics at the BARP office Hastings every Thursday in November. Diabetic eye screening and podiatry foot screen, only $90 each, or get both for only $175. Book your appointment now at 417-0305 for diabetic screenings at the BARP office every Thursday in November only. And lastly, save the date. You don't want to miss this epic event to raise funds and awareness for the biggest health crisis in Barbados, diabetes. So mark your calendars and look out for the official invite for Jamming for a Cause, coming off on the 22nd of March, 2025. So now it's time for Dr. Diane Brathwaite to hear tips on managing your stress when you are diabetic and your next 8-week challenge.
I just want to review very quickly the 4 A's of stress management. So first of all, the first A is avoid, the second is alter, the third is accept, and the fourth is adapt. So number 1, avoid unnecessary stress. Learn how to say no. Set boundaries in your life. Avoid persons or situations which cause stress. Reduce your to-do list and avoid stressful topics. Number 2, alter. Alter the situation. Maybe you should learn how to express yourself more, especially with people you feel comfortable expressing yourself with. Don't be unwilling to make compromises. Be assertive, say how you feel, what you want, and then of course, balance. You have to balance everything out in your life and try to see things in a balanced way. The third A, adapt. Maybe you can think about reframing how you see the issue. It's almost like taking the issue away, putting it on a pedestal, and then looking at it from different corners. And how do you reframe this issue? Try to have a big picture perspective. Always practice gratitude. And finally, accept the things you cannot change. You simply cannot control everything and everyone every day. You can't control yourself forever. Always look for the growth opportunities. Learn how to give. And once again, share your feelings. So very quickly, I'm going to jump into the challenge of the week. Remember, we are taking diabetes by the horn. We're taking our lives by the horn. And we're going to try to make small changes, but small meaningful changes. So my challenge for the week is going to be hashtags healthy heart. Okay? And I want you to do whatever you can do to make that difference to the aspect of your lifestyle and your medical kind of day-to-day self-management that's going to keep your heart healthy, or healthier maybe than it may have been before. Don't forget, if you need help to get that heart health and cardiovascular health good and that cardiovascular risk management, contact us at the Diabetes Foundation. Don't forget, we have circulation and vascular screening for the lower limbs, which can be an indicator of your cardiovascular risk, but also the risk of future problems with your feet. So don't forget the vascular screening. Of course, we have our eye screening, we have our diabetes screening, and we actually have a healthy heart clinic run by a cardiologist at the Maria Holder Center for the Caribbean. Have a wonderful weekend. Diabetes month, game on. Let's get this thing going. Bye-bye.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the confidence of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937. To find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100, board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can